If you don't believe in miracles, you're skeptical about that, last night's breaking news about the missing teen will definitely change your mind. We've got the latest on this incredible story.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix with producer Dave. Can't believe Jamie Kloss was found alive only about an hour north of where she was taken, like right under their noses, Radar.
Yeah, it happened in Gordon, Wisconsin, which, yeah, is like an hour north of this is in Douglas County, and she was taken from Barron County. If you remember back in October, her mom and dad were ambushed by somebody. She was taken. Her parents were dead in the house, and she's been missing since October. There's been tips and leads all over the place. Well, finally, yesterday, here is the story. This Wisconsin couple in Gordon said a neighbor was banging on their door, and when they opened the door yesterday about 4:45, there was a skinny, dingy, dirty, matted hair girl standing next to her, and the neighbor said, "This is Jamie Kloss. Call 911."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So this...
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this... wow. Kristen and Peter Kasanskas, those are the neighbors that called 911, and the police came,
wow,
obviously, and now Jamie is in good hands. She's in the hospital right now.
I bet they're going to have to really check her out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been through a lot. Unbelievable.
Her uncle was actually talking yesterday. Matter of fact, her aunt and her uncle were talking yesterday. And this is Uncle Steve Nyberg talking about how excited he was when he heard the news.
Unreal. That's what we've been waiting for 88 days. You're not really expecting anything, and then all of a sudden, bam, the most amazing news we can possibly get. How she got out, we don't know that yet. I mean, if it wasn't for everybody posting posters and doing everything, every little thing that helped, we might not be doing this right now. Big thank you to everybody.
Yeah, keeping those posters up. We saw them all over the state of Wisconsin pretty much, too.
Well,
it's incredible.
And just yesterday, when they were talking about the situation in Walworth County, people started speculating, oh my gosh, are they going to find Jamie Kloss there? And it was the 5 o'clock news. Yeah, it was right after Ellen. I was watching Channel 12, and Toya Washington posted her picture and said she hasn't been found yet. We don't know if this is any connection. And who would have known that at that almost exact time she was knocking on someone's door and was found? Like, that's on
right around that same time. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
This is unbelievable.
So don't we all have so many questions? I mean, that family's gone through a lot to have
absolutely
lost her parents. She's gone. I mean, remember there were rumors she was in Florida? She was only north of by an hour.
The rumors were like,
and who are the people? Someone's in custody. I read that, right?
But no names.
Someone is in custody. Now the aunts and the uncles are saying they don't know this person's name. But Jamie did tell authorities when she was picked up this person's name. So apparently, maybe she knows this person, or her mom and dad knew this person. Man. But nobody else in her family doesn't seem to have known this person that took her.
This story makes me think two things. One, if someone is listening right now in a situation that isn't a good one, never stop fighting. Because clearly Jamie didn't. And number two, if you're hoping and praying for a miracle of some kind, this just
absolutely
shows it can happen.
Don't give up.
Wow. It
don't
is so
give up.
I can't wait for that 10 o'clock press conference.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
There's a lot of questions to ask.